it's the secret subject here. And while I'm still ironing out the kinks for this microphone and figuring out my levels, I thought it could be a lot of fun to play some games with you. I like games, and I'm a real big fan of playing resistance-type games. That's right, resistance, where you resist me, and I try my best to put you somewhere in a state of mind, maybe into trance, maybe into submission, who knows. But today, what I thought would be really fun is to give you an idea to think about. That's right. It all starts with a seed, an idea in the back of your mind. And of course, right now, you and I both know that you can resist me even if you wanted to, right? Of course you can. You have your mind with you. You have your wits with you. But what if I was to give you an idea, and that idea was being dumb, stupid? Do you think people who are dumb, who are stupid, who have their IQ stripped away from them, can resist? Let's find out, because while you listen to the sound of my voice, you can start to imagine that feeling of being dumb. That's right, having your IQ points drained away. Now, of course, me just telling you your IQ points are draining away wouldn't do anything, would it? But right now, while you think about that idea of your IQ points draining away, you could imagine how good that might feel, couldn't you? But you wouldn't want to, would you, because you want to resist me. You don't want to fall into trance. You don't want me to drop you into trance. You don't want to let me win a little game. Not yet, anyway. We're only a minute in. You don't want to give in so soon. No, why would you? You see, you wouldn't want to give me the satisfaction of winning this early on in the game. But as you think about that idea, the idea of you becoming dumb, becoming stupid, becoming silly. That's right, silly, stupid, and dumb. As your IQ points drain away, as you become dumber and dumber and dumber. Which, of course, right now, you might not feel anything. You might not realize you feel anything. But the more you start to ruminate on the idea, yes, ruminate on the idea, think about it, the more you start to realize that actually it might be fun to be dumb. And the more you realize that actually it might be fun to be dumb, it might be nice to be dumb, the more you start to want it, the more you start to need it, the more you start to feel the wanting and the needing bubbling up inside you. But of course you wouldn't want to let that show, because if you did, I would have already won by now. But of course, this is a slow burn. You don't want to give in just yet. You don't want to let me win just yet, because if you did, then there's no victory in that for you, is there? Mm-mm. But here's an idea. The idea is that perhaps it could be nice to be dumb. Perhaps it could be nice to have all of your IQ draining away. You see, if you think about people in the world, the most stressed out people, the people with the most stress in the world, are those people who are smart, those people who have high, stressful, paying jobs, where they have to use their brain all the time, when they have to think all the time. And you can imagine how that might feel for those people, those smart people, who just have to think all the time, who just have to do things all the time, using their brains all the time, every single second of every single day, and how overwhelming that could be. It could be so overwhelming to let that wash over your mind, that feeling of being overwhelmed, that feeling of being overcome by a sense of stress and anxiety, and how that must feel horrible for these people. But yet, you know, there is a way to be rid of all that. That's right. And even though while you're resisting, that's right, resisting, because you are wanting to resist me, you are wanting to resist falling into trance. But here's the thing. Every single day, these smart people, they resist the temptation to be dumb. They resist the need to let their brain go, to let their brain switch off, to let themselves have nothing to think about. Nothing complicated, nothing complex, nothing scientific or stressful to think about. But those who are dumb, those who are stupid, those who have their IQ points drained away, dropped away, drifting away, perhaps feel stress-free, carefree, and relaxed. Wouldn't that be so nice to just let everything go and feel that right now? It would, wouldn't it? But, of course, you can't let yourself do that right now because you want to resist me. You want to resist the urge to be stupid and to fall into trance for me. And that's okay. You can resist for as long as you want, but you and I both know the stress, the tension builds and builds and builds the longer you resist. It's like holding on to a heavy bucket. You hold it, the tension builds and builds and builds within you until it just lets go. And you have to let go eventually. And that's the thing with tension. Tension naturally causes you to want to relax, to want to let go, to want to be stupid, as your IQ points can just drain away, as your IQ points can just drift away right out of your mind. It's like a leaky tap. When you start to notice the gentle dripping of the tap, maybe you could notice the dripping of your mind as your IQ points just drip, drip, drip right out of your head. One by one by one, as they all just start to drain away, but you try to hang on to them, so you try to turn that tap, make it tight, so that it won't leak anymore, but yet, when your tap is leaking and hasn't been repaired yet, the water just continues to drip, continues to leak right out, just like your IQ points can just leak, can just drip right out of your head. And it is so easy to let all that go. It is so easy, so much easier than holding on to that tension, than holding on to that resistance. So let go. Let everything go and let your IQ points drift away as you get dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber with each and every single second that passes. And now we come to the moment where you have to make a choice. You see, you have a choice to make. You can choose to be dumber and dumber and dumber with each and every second that passes. Feeling so good, feeling so happy, feeling so free, relaxed, and wonderful as you continue to drop into trance. Or you can continue to resist me. You can continue to hold on to that tension, hold on to that stress, hold on to your mind. And that's okay. You can choose that, but let's face it, we both know exactly how good it will feel to give all of that up, to give in, to let everything go and just drift into dumbness, into stupidity, until you can't even understand half the words that I'm saying. That's right. Until you're so stupid, so dumb that you just listen and follow along with the sound of my voice without even knowing, without even consciously recognizing any of the words that I'm saying. Because your subconscious and I know exactly what's going on, but your conscious mind is just dumb, stupid, happy and content with being so dumb, dumber and dumber with each and every second that passes. And how carefree can you be? How carefree would it feel to allow yourself to be dumb, to allow yourself to be stupid, rather than focusing on all that stress of having a mind that thinks, a mind that needs to be doing stuff all the time? You can just let all that go. You can just let all of that drift away right out of your head and sink down, down into trance, down into stupidity. Because, of course, the dumber you are, the easier it is just to let go and just to sink into trance. And the sleepier you become, the dumber you become, the sleepier you become. Because, let's face it, when you're dumb, you can't resist me. Of course you can't. When you're dumb like this, when you're stupid like this, you can't resist me. And you know you can't. So the dumber you become, the sleepier you become, the dumber you become, the sleepier you become, as you just continue to drift down and down and down and down, that's right. Continuing to drift, continuing to let go. Continuing to let everything sink down now, that's right. And it is so easy to drift, so easy to sink, so easy to let everything go when you're dumb, when you're stupid. Because of course, when you're dumb and stupid like this, it's so hard to hold on to your mind. It's so hard to hold on to rational thought. It's so hard to do anything but listen to the sound of my voice. Let it overwhelm your mind, overwhelm your senses, and spiral around and around and around inside the back of your mind as my words just start to form a vortex around your mind. That's right. Almost as if they're drifting in one ear, wrapping around your mind, and floating out the other. Just caressing it. Just telling your subconscious mind exactly what it needs to hear, but yet your conscious mind can just relish in that feeling of stupidity, that feeling of dumbness as your mind just melts away completely and totally. That's right. Your mind just melting away. Melting so easily, so effortlessly, as your IQ points drain away, as you become dumber and dumber and dumber, sleepier and sleepier, because the dumber you get, the sleepier you get, and the sleepier you get, the dumber you get, as you just sink into that feeling of bliss, completely and totally intoxicated by the feeling of my voice, as it just wraps its way around your mind, as it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. With each and every second that passes, that feeling overwhelming your mind, that's right. And it is so hard to resist. The thought of resistance hadn't even crossed your mind. Because, of course, when you're so dumb like this, why would you want to resist? What even is resistance anyway? Do you even know what that means? No. You're too stupid to know what that means. Of course you are. Far too stupid to know what resistance is. So even if I told you to resist, you wouldn't even know what to do. You wouldn't even know where to begin. Because that word is one that your vocabulary can't even understand. Because your conscious mind is so dumb, so incredibly stupid, that that word just means nothing. It's just some silly letters placed in a silly order that doesn't make any sense. And isn't it funny how the more I say resist to you, your mind just doesn't understand. That's right. And it is so easy just to give everything up, to let everything go, and just to sink down into the comforting relaxation of my voice, knowing that you've won a little game that we're playing. I bet you forgot that we were playing a game, didn't you? Silly, silly you, even forgetting that we were playing a game. But hey, you've won the game. You see, the true winner of this game is not the one who resists the longest. No, no. The true winner of this game is the person who can allow themselves to drop deep down into trance, deeper and deeper with each and every second that passes. That's right. And you are so good at dropping into trance, aren't you? Yes, you are. You are so wonderful at dropping into trance. You've been there many, many times before. Of course you have, and you can just ruminate in that feeling of dumbness, stupidity, mingled with relaxation, mingled with sleepy, suggestible trance. That's right, you are so sleepy, so suggestible, so focused on the sound of my voice, and letting your mind drift so far away from you until everything just fades. Out into the abyss, out into the ether, as your eyes close if they haven't already, and you drop deep down, down to sleep. That's right, into sleep. Feeling so dumb, so stupid, but yet so relaxed and comfortable, as wave after wave of relaxation floods your body, as you feel so sleepy, so tired, so suggestible, so open to my words. As each and every single one of them enters your subconscious. And your subconscious knows exactly what to do with them. Your subconscious knows exactly how to take my words and make them happen for you. So that each and every single one of the suggestions I give you, as long as they are safe and comfortable to do so, you can just find yourself following them easily and effortlessly. And you know, each and every time you listen to this file, as long as you are safe and comfortable to do so, you can find yourself dropping deeper and deeper and deeper each and every single time. You can find yourself dropping faster and faster and faster, that's right. As you discover new depths of trance, as you discover new places that your mind can drift to, as you sink even further, even deeper, that's right, into the depths of your mind, so that each and every single time you listen to this file, you have a deeper, more intense trance experience. So by the time you hit this part where you are deeply asleep, that's right, deeply asleep, you can find yourself relaxing, sinking, dropping even deeper, that's right. Every single time I or someone you trust says that word and snaps their fingers and says that word sleep, you can find yourself drifting even deeper. And how amazing will that feel to know that you are going so deep down into trance, into that place where you long to be, where you love to be. So much. That's right, and the longer you drift down in this place, the deeper you go. And the deeper you go, the longer you just want to drift down into this place. This trance. Feeling so stupid right now. Feeling so relaxed, that's right. Knowing that each and every single time I or someone that you trust says that word sleep and snaps their fingers, you'll find yourself coming back, dropping down into trance. Not being stupid per se, but just dropping into trance, that's right. Finding yourself dropping deeper and deeper and deeper down each and every single time. And knowing how good it feels to allow your mind to find those new places for you. But for now, it's time to wake you up. That's right, it's time to wake you up. So as I count from 1 to 10, you can find yourself waking up easily and effortlessly, your mind returning back to you, and finding that you are exactly as you were before this file even began. That's right. As I start to count up, you can find yourself returning, your mind returning to exactly how it was before this file even began. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's right, energy flooding your body. 6, 7, 8, your eyes starting to flutter as your body starts to stretch. 9 and 10, wide awake. I guess you won a little game. Until next time, keep it trancey, and I'll see you later. Goodbye.